Tonight on the Worldview Report, a human trafficker admits that a boarding school in Ukraine worked with him to capture children for the purpose of harvesting their organs. California repeals its controversial medical disinformation law in a big win for doctors and their patients. Yuval Harari. Here we go. Pick it up right there. Yuval Harari weighs in on artificial intelligence known as... Yuval Harari weighs in on AI ChatGPT and the future in a post-human world. Pope Francis warns that the world is on the brink of a nuclear war. The Ukraine military has announced the suspension of its transgender spokesperson for allegedly making unapproved statements on social media. And House Republicans grill Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland. We've got video clips that you will not want to miss. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Human Events broke a major story this week, showing a video confession of a child trafficker who was caught on the Ukrainian-Slovakian border. Trafficker admits that he had involvement in the trafficking of kids from a boarding school in Ukraine, and that many of the children were used for organ harvesting. Child trafficker and ex-teacher denies Vardy, age 43, had allegedly given $1,000 down payment for the purchase of an 11-month-old baby boy. He was arrested on the Ukrainian-Slovakian border and put in prison. Journalist Vitaly Glagagolo reports that Mr. Valadi's cellmate recorded a video in which he admits and exposes more child trafficking he was involved in at the school where he taught. Brody said he and other traffickers were involved in various activities with a so-called charity organization. The charity worked with orphan students at a boarding school in Ukraine. According to him, there were many trips for students to places such as Holland, Germany, Italy, or America. During the various trips of the students, lawyers working with the trafficker would falsify documents of the students' travel. And some were allegedly adopted. In reality, according to him, quote, children and students of the boarding school were taken out for organ transplantation, end quote. Adding that, quote, if 25 children were taken out, only 23 were returned, end quote. Students who asked questions about the whereabouts of the other orphans who had gone on the trip were given excuses by members of the faculty for why they had gone missing. He explained that, as a rule, children at the school were selected for, quote, organ transplants, end quote, adding, quote, they were mostly orphans who had no parents. Some of them have not returned to this day, and it is not known where they are, end quote. One police officer had also allegedly taken several girls from the school on a regular basis. Other employees at the school saw him take, quote, two girls consistently, end quote. He would take them in the evening and return them in the morning. In a video posted to Telegram, Brody, quote, accuses the director of the boarding school, the institution's lawyer, and the director's son of involvement in the sale of children for organs, end quote. And it also sounds like sex trafficking. We have some rare good news to report out of California. State lawmakers have repealed the state's so-called medical misinformation law, which was meant to silence and punish physicians who communicate and treat their patients in a way that deviates from the official government position regarding COVID-19. Assembly Bill 2098 aimed to empower the state's medical board to revoke the medical licenses of any healthcare professional who spread what the state labeled as misinformation. Misinformation about the safety and effectiveness and development of the COVID shots, as well as promoting alternative COVID treatments. Four lawsuits have challenged the law as unconstitutional for violating doctors' First Amendment rights. And a federal judge issued a temporary injunction in January of 2023, blocking it from taking effect during the ongoing litigation. The repeal comes before any potential court rulings on the law's constitutionality. A legislative analysis conducted by the California legislature in August of 2022, well, that determined that AB 2098 would, quote, probably not survive a First Amendment challenge in court, end quote. Attorneys involved in the lawsuit stated that while the law's repeal is good for the doctor-patient relationship in the near term, preventing a similar law in the future is the next challenge, because courts are usually hesitant to make constitutional rulings on a repealed law. The attorneys indicated that several lawsuits are moving forward aiming to get favorable rulings that preserve the First Amendment rights of doctors from viewpoint censorship by the state governments and state medical boards. Liberty Counsel founder and chairman Matt Staver wrote, quote, attempting to silence and punish doctors for what they say in the doctor-patient relationship is unconstitutional. The First Amendment specifically prohibits the government from censoring viewpoints. A wealth of scientific data shows the COVID shots are not safe nor effective, rendering the government's so-called scientific consensus notion meaningless. Moreover, the so-called scientific consensus has frequently been wrong. It is not the gold standard of truth. Throughout history, consensus has often been the excuse to censor ideas that later displaced the former consensus. Doctors should never be muzzled in treating their patients, end quote. The world is on the verge of a new AI religion created by artificial intelligence programs such as ChatGPT. Globalist elites are now openly admitting that humans are now not long for this world. Their jobs will be taken over by AI and their brains declared irrelevant. That's what people like Yuval Noah Harari are saying. Mr. Harari, who is a top advisor to Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, appears almost like a cartoon character pulled in from central casting, but he's not. That's what's so scary. He's real, and what he represents is evil. It's sinister, and it's terrifying. Harari recently stated, quote, "This is the end of human history, not the end of history, but the end of a history dominated by humanity. The story will go on, but someone else will control it," end quote. If there was no video evidence, this would be called a conspiracy. In fact, many in the mainstream media will tell you today in 2023 that all this stuff about transhumanism and a new world order dominated by an elite few armed with artificial intelligence, that's all nonsense, nothing but conspiracy theories. They forget that these elites openly speak about their plans in public, at conferences, in books. They're not ashamed to tell us what they think of us and how useless they think most human beings are in their eyes. And yet, we do have Harari on video. And here it is.
This is the end of human history. Not the end of history, the end of human-dominated history. History will continue with somebody else in control. If it was a question of, you know, humankind versus a common threat of these new intelligent alien agents here on Earth, then yes, I think that there are ways we can contain them. But if the humans are divided among themselves, and are in an arms race, then it becomes almost impossible to contain this alien intelligence. And there is, I'm tending to think of it more in terms of really an alien invasion. That like somebody coming and telling us that, you know, there is a fleet, an alien fleet of spaceships coming from planet Zircon or whatever, with highly intelligent beings. They'll be here in 5 years and take over the planet. Maybe they'll be nice. Maybe they'll solve cancer and climate change, but we are not sure. This is what we are facing, except that the aliens are not coming in spaceships from planet Zircon. They're coming from the laboratory. Atom bombs didn't have a potential for agency. Printing presses did not have a potential for agency. This thing, again, unless we contain it, and the problem of containment is very difficult because potentially they'll be more intelligent than us. How do you prevent something more intelligent than you from developing the agency it has? I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's very, very difficult.
Maybe in a couple of decades, Earth will be populated or even dominated by entities that are not organic, that they don't breathe, they don't have emotions. Like the potential of AI is much, much bigger than any historical revolution.
Pope Francis warns that the world is on the brink of a nuclear war, just like the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, possibly even worse. Pope Francis conveyed the message at an international conference in Norway on Tuesday, September 19th. In his message, according to Vatican News, he said the conference is taking place, quote, as our world continues to be in the grip of a third world war fought piecemeal, and in the tragic case of the conflict in Ukraine, not without the threat of recourse to nuclear weapons, end quote. He drew a comparison between the present moment and the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis in October of 1962, when the world was very close to nuclear destruction. That crisis, well, it impacted the lives of millions of Americans for years to come. Civil defense structures were built. Many of those who could afford it, well, they built their own personal bomb shelters. The Cold War, it loomed large from 1962 through the end of the 1980s. Now, after a 30-year reprieve, those old fears are starting to return. Urging the conference to focus on disarmament and the ways to achieve long-lasting peace, the Pope said, quote, a world free of nuclear arms is possible and necessary, end quote. Francis also recalled his statement from the Hiroshima Peace Memorial in 2019 when he said that, quote, the use of atomic energy for purposes of war is immoral, just as the possessing of nuclear weapons is immoral, end quote. Regarding conventional arms, he said that they, quote, should be used for defensive purposes only and not directed to civilian targets, end quote. Ukrainian President Zelensky told the UN Security Council that Russia's invasion of his country was criminal, and said that Moscow should be stripped of its veto power in the powerful UN body. Zelensky, with Russia's UN ambassador sitting before him, said, quote, most of the world recognizes the truth about this war. It is a criminal and unprovoked aggression by Russia against our nation aimed at seizing Ukraine's territory and resources, end quote. Of course, we know that's just one side of the story. Every conflict has two sides. And Russia, well, they would disagree that its invasion was unprovoked. And they would declare that they consider Ukraine's application for NATO membership to be an existential threat to their existence, that they don't want NATO weapons on their border. And even without NATO membership, the West, led by the United States, has for more than a decade been arming and training Ukrainians for a war with Russia. Would the U.S. allow Russia or China arm and train the Mexican military for war with Americans? I would hope not. That's the other side of the story, according to many, which you won't hear from the mainstream corporate media, and very few in the conservative media. Look, I'm not an apologist for Russia or Putin. I've said that. But I think what we're seeing here is either both sides are playing a script, they're acting out a play in order to defeat America by draining us of money, draining us of armament, ammunition, military supplies, or one side really is going against the other, and now America is being drawn into a proxy war with Russia to do the same thing I said earlier. It's just a matter of who is really involved in setting up America. But trust me, America is being set up one way or the other to drain down our own military equipment and our money, and then to give the probability of going to war with Russia, which means China, because they are in a no-limits relationship. And now we could see ourselves involved in a two-theater situation, Ukraine, Russia, and then with China over Taiwan. And what does it spell? It spells the defeat of America. Too many conflicts. Too many compromises. A great way to bring down America. Also gives our enemies so-called justification to strike us with terrorist attacks right here in the lower 48. So again, in the fog of war, it's oftentimes hard to figure out who is on whose side and who's being played, who's really together, who is not. So one thing we can agree on, America doesn't need to provoke World War III. When the Russian foreign minister got his turn to address the UN Security Council, Zelensky, well, he walked out of the room. And the gesture appeared to be staged, like a lot of this seems to be staged. The confrontation is building. And if the trajectory does not change, we will see a nuclear exchange between the superpowers, the like of which has never been seen. And it would result in no winners. So I repeat, there will be no winners by expanding this war and continuing to escalate the tensions between NATO and Russia. And yet that seems to be what our own U.S. government is deliberately doing. And it's the Uniparty doing it, both Democrats and Republicans. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Glad you're with us. Let me remind you, we are brought to you by you. So if you appreciate the broadcast, we appreciate your support. And if you're already supporting us, let me say thank you. If you're not, would you consider doing so? A simple contribution, $5, $10, $15, $20. We are looking for more monthly contributors as well. Would you consider setting up an automatic monthly contribution at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. We push all our programs out as a public service and as a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. As I say, we could put it all behind a paywall, but we don't. We push it all out as a public service for educational purposes, to help people understand the times and know how God would have us to respond. So thank you for your support. WVWFoundation.com. Hey, don't forget, the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up Friday night, October 20th, on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, centrally located there in central Missouri. Driving distance, easy for many of you. And we have speaking live in person, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, and Todd Bensman. What a lineup. With all that's going on, they're all experts in various fields, and they happen to be things that are happening right now, whether the border crisis, the threat of World War III, economic crisis, stuff in the Middle East with Israel, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iran. Every one of them has an area of expertise that's right on the front line right now. So what a great opportunity to get together with like-minded people and to look at what's happening and how we should think about it. You'll find full details on this upcoming Ozarks Worldview Weekend, our 20th year to hold a Worldview Weekend in the Ozarks. Full details are available at WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. Breitbart News reports that the Ukrainian military has announced the suspension of its transgender spokesperson, Sarah Ashton Carrillo, for allegedly making unapproved statements on social media. Ashton is an American citizen working for the Ukrainian military. There have been no updates from the Ukrainians or the Biden regime on the fate of this American working in Ukraine. The command of the Territorial Defense Forces of the Armed Forces of Ukraine announced on Wednesday that Sarah, an American man pretending to be a woman, has been suspended from his post as spokesperson. On social media, the Ukrainian Command and Territorial Defense Forces said, quote, "The statements of Junior Sergeant Ashton Cirillo in recent days were not approved by the command of the TDF or the command of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. When conducting military operations against the aggressor, the Defense Forces of Ukraine strictly observe the norms of international humanitarian law. The command of the TDF will conduct an official investigation into the circumstances of these statements. Appropriate decisions would be taken." Sergeant Sarah Ashton Cirillo will be suspended immediately pending the investigation, end quote. Following the announcement, a source close to President Zelensky told Breitbart that Sarah, as he likes to be called, had been appointed to the role without the approval of the president, and he approved the suspension. It remains unclear as to the exact statements that got Sarah into hot water, but Senator J.D. Vance, Republican of Ohio, has been trying to get more information out of the Biden administration on the fate of a U.S. citizen journalist. The journalist, Gonzalo Lara, who is being held in a Ukrainian prison. As Breitbart reported, Senator Vance wrote this week to top officials of the Biden regime demanding information on the American citizen after Sarah posted a video on social media declaring that Ukraine was planning to, quote, hunt down, end quote, alleged Russian propagandist. So here is Sarah, this dude posing as a girl, at a press conference talking about American journalist Lyra. Watch this.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
Following the publication of Vance's letter by Breitbart, Sarah took to social media again, this time claiming that people who supposedly espouse narratives perceived as being pro-Russian were not entitled to be called journalists, and therefore were undeserving of free speech protections and should be tried as war criminals. Sarah has publicly admitted to being involved in the prosecution of YouTube podcaster Gonzalo Lara, who is a dual citizen of the United States and Chile. Last week, the transgender spokesperson claimed to have met with Lyra while giving testimony in the case, claiming that the YouTuber is in good mental and physical health. Lyra has previously claimed to have been tortured and extorted while in prison after being arrested initially in May. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. House Republicans think Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, has been lying and obstructing justice when it comes to the Biden investigation. He faced intense questioning on Capitol Hill, as we all know, on Wednesday, September 20th. Under questioning from Representative Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, the Attorney General Garland stated that he, quote, did not recollect, end quote, having any conversations with anyone at the FBI regarding an investigation into Hunter Biden. Quote, I don't recollect. I don't believe that I did, end quote. That's what he said after pausing for several seconds. Then it was Representative Thomas Massie's turn to grill Garland. Take a look at this clip.
When I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol, can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time.
You've had 2 years to find out. And the day, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it. I yield the balance of my time to Chairman Jordan.
May I answer the question?
Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Here's a few ways you can support us. One is to go to MyPillow.com, but please use the promo code B66. When you use that code, you'll get savings. It'll bring the price down. But it also gives us credit. We get a generous percentage of each purchase, and that goes toward our general operating budget to keep, well, free shows like this being produced. So sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more are all available at MyPillow.com. There are a lot of new sales going on over there. Some of these products will sell out and new styles will be brought in. So you might want to go ahead and make some purchases now at these incredible savings and then save these items as gifts for Christmas. MyPillow.com. Promo code B66. And then, of course, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com, where you'll find emergency freeze-dried food, emergency supplies of all kinds, EMT bags. You'll find freeze-dried food, indoor stoves, outdoor stoves. You'll find an oven. We've got a brand new oven that you can use. It's powered by fuel, the little canisters of fuel like you see at a catering business using. We have potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear catastrophe. We have so much. It's really quite vast, the inventory. You'll find it all on the website, WVWTVstore.com. You can also use our phone number if you prefer to place an order over the phone. You'll find that on the screen, and it is 901-468-9357. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com, where you can just simply make a contribution to help us keep pushing out free programs. Thank you for your support. WVWFoundation.com. Oh, I do have one more mention. The Wellness Center. They have a brand new medical emergency kit. I've received four of them for my family. It has ivermectin, amoxicillin, all kinds of different drugs or medicines that you would need in the event of an emergency. Should the drugstore not be open? Should there be a breakdown in the just-in-time inventory? So I got four of these for my family because I realized, well, what we're really facing here. This is put together by my friend Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, the guys at the Wellness Center. You can order one or more for your family at twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. There you go. Another great resource and sponsor of our program. Well, till next time, I'm Brannon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.